Hi, Christine.
Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for your service. I'm Christine B. I am the outgoing chair of your literature committee, having served for 3 years. And it's been a wonderful opportunity not only to serve on the literature committee, but also to practice my program. And I want to say, Greg R., who is also the outgoing chair of our literature evaluation subcommittee, has a family emergency this morning, so he was intending to present this to you. It is a project of the literature evaluation subcommittee, but I'm going to take over for him, and so I'm going to do the best I can. Please bear with me. The first thing I want to say before I actually go through the safety tent card is, and you heard it this morning, you heard that we have a strong commitment throughout our fellowship to safety. Safety is an evolving standard for us here within our fellowship, and you can see that in the new protocol for signing onto Slack. You will be hearing later on during this conference about different committees that are working on safety. So I want to say that the safety temp card is an important piece, but it is not the only piece of bringing safety and considerations around safety to our fellowship. The second thing I want to say is, for some of you, this will seem as if it's been a long process. And I want to reiterate that it is a long process to bring something to our literature evaluation subcommittee for approval to become conference approved is not a quick process. Many people have been involved over the years, and that's a good thing. I know that it triggers my ACA trait, of wanting to get things done and move things along. And yet it turns out that it's actually part of practicing my program. We get to hear lots of different voices, and we hope to hear some of your voices today. So it is a long process. And I'm going to go through just a quick history of how we got where we are so that those of you who are new to this can appreciate that. The other thing I want to do is just really thank all the volunteers who have worked on this project. As I said, it is not a quick project. There was a wonderful presentation at our annual conference in Malmö, Sweden. And some of the members who were on that presentation are here at this meeting. So thank you to them. There is a transcript of that workshop that was done. It was actually a lovely kind of a Q&A. And so that's available for us to use in our groups if we so desire. So the safety tent card is like a little piece of a much bigger project that has been evolving here at WSO, and we have resources for you. So I want to thank all those people who've been involved in this project, and then just quickly explain to you how this came to literature evaluation. And I will share my screen, but for those of you who are visual learners, that's the screen is good. For those of you who are auditory learners, you can just listen, and hopefully that will work for you. So let's just see if I can tell you. Okay, here we go. Hey, wait a minute here. Let's move this over. Can people see what I'm sharing? I hope.
Yes.
Okay.
Looks good.
So here we are at the 2024 Annual Business Conference, and this is just a quick history of the safety tent card development. It is in your binder, and it's also, at least it was at one point, on our home screen of our website. So it began in 2018 in Toronto, and a working group began at that convention. And as I mentioned to you, there was a convention in Malmö, Sweden in 2019. At that point, there was a skit. And the skit was really useful because it talked not only about what we used to call 13 stepping, which meant essentially predation, a behavior by one member against another member, usually after the meeting, where often it was of a romantic or intimate nature, and it felt very uncomfortable to one member, and the person would say, "I don't know what to do about this." That's how it began. But what happened and was wonderful in Malmo is it went far beyond that to show how we can, you know, we can sink into behavior that feels unsafe to people if we're trying to sell them something, for example. So again, I welcome you to take a look at that transcript. You can get a copy if you want to email literature@acawso.org. We will get you a copy of that transcript. At the same time, this group worked very hard on a special edition of the Calm Line. For those of you who don't know, the Calm Line was our newsletter. It came out quarterly. It has now turned into a blog, and so issues on the Calm Line are now presented on the 1st and 15th of every month, and volunteers are definitely welcome on the Calm Line. But this was an article that talked about predatory behavior, and that APB committee published that in March of 2019. It is now, by the way, cross-referenced on the safety tent card, so you can find it easily by going from the safety tent card to a link. So then what happened? Well, first of all, the APB working group submitted a safety tent card to literature evaluation for the purpose of becoming conference approved. And that went out in fellowship review. So, and that's our process. So after a period of fellowship review, the literature evaluation subcommittee looks at all the comments that have come in from all over the fellowship, reacting to a document. And then another literature evaluation subcommittee is convened to look at those comments and make changes where appropriate. So these are the primary suggestions that were made after fellowship review. To change the term predator to a less judgmental term. Understanding that the word predator can evoke strong emotions, and that we wanted to look at behavior from a less judgmental point of view. Also, to shorten the tent card so that the initial tent card that was presented to literature evaluation actually couldn't be posted on a desk. It was too long. And that's what the fellowship said. We want it to be able to be posted on a desk. Of course, we know that many of our meetings are now in Zoom. And so posting on a desk could mean reading as a part of our initial format in our meetings. It wouldn't necessarily be one card posted in one place. But the point of the comments was, can we shorten this? And then going along with that was, but if we do shorten it, then we want to refer to a longer document that would explain unsafe behavior in more detail. And that is a summary of what comments came back during fellowship review. So literature evaluation went back to the writers and said, these were the comments. Could you respond to these? And essentially the writers said, well, our committee is kind of disbanded. You know, a lot of time has gone by. So they made some changes. They shortened the document. They said they were not in a position to write another document to go along with the safety tent card. And at that point, literature evaluation submitted the project to literature in development. So literature in development is our subcommittee that writes new literature, either as a result of a delegate motion by you or the board or something that comes in from the literature a committee itself, or of course, things that come in from groups that want to share their experience, strength, and hope in a written form. So we look at documents, writing documents from all those different ways. At that point, the question came up, okay, are we going to have a subcommittee do some more writing? And the decision was made, no, what we'll do is we will refer to the existing writing that's already been done, right?
And so that's gentle time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So that is the decision that was made. And then finally, I just want to say that we did have two information sessions that is required by the operating policy manual. And so we did that. And now I'm going to pull up the safety tent card itself. I hope. No, I'm not. Can somebody pull that up for me, the safety tent card itself?
Yeah, I think I can do that.
Thank you, Martha. And then I'm going to ask for some help because we have, as you know, we have some limited time. There will be some time for questions and answers. And then I believe we're voting at this meeting, but I need to be sure of that this is not going to online voting. It's actually going to be a vote as part of this meeting. So looking to get a little bit of feedback on that.
Yes, we'll have a poll at the meeting whether to accept this, and we'll have about like 20 minutes of discussion after this. So this is a safety tent card here, I believe.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. And you will see at the bottom of this, there's a cross-reference to the Comline article, Why We Need to Talk About Predatory Behavior. And there is a URL, and so you can click on that URL, and that will bring you up, and that's in red there. That will bring you up to that that Comline article. So I know it was a lot of information, but thank you, everybody, for staying with it. And Marcus, am I handling questions and answers, or is somebody else?
Yeah, I think you'll be handling questions and answers. Or, I mean, I could.
That's fine. Just let me know what you want me to do.
Yeah, as far as, I mean, are there any questions? If you have questions for or discussion on this, on the safety tent card, please raise your hand. And I can call on people, or if you want to, Christine, doesn't matter.
Thank you. Patty, I can do that.
Hey all, Patty, adult child. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Christine, for your service. And I'm just wondering, I'd like to hear from, I'd like if you could put in a nutshell those in favor of keeping the word predatory in the statement, because I find it says what it is. And I personally don't have a problem with it. I like its clarity. And I'm wondering if you could put in a nutshell some of the thoughts about keeping predatory in the statement. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patty. And remember that the Literature Evaluation Committee was simply responding to fellowship review. So in fellowship review, people felt that word predatory was very judgmental, and that sometimes people are engaging in behavior and they don't even know that their behavior is unwelcome or unsafe. And so we wanted to open things up so that people could understand that we're not judging you. We're keeping ourselves safe, but we're not spending our time judging the quote-unquote predator. And as you know, the Comline article does talk about predatory behavior. So it's not as if the word is like, you know, banished for all time. But again, just to understand, this is what came out of the fellowship. These were your comments. So thanks, Patty. And Josh.
Hi. Yeah, thanks. So a couple comments, and I say this as somebody who was at the initial meeting in Malmo that kicked all this off and was part of the Addressing Predatory Behavior working group and developed, along with other people, some of the original card. One thing that I mentioned in Slack, but it may have slipped by, I think it might be really helpful in the spirit of informed group conscience, which I think, you know, as a principal, we're trying to follow in making decisions at conference. I think it could be helpful for delegates to see the before and after and the sort of track changes to be able to see what changed, to what was submitted and what came out. That's number one. And I have that already prepared that I could share with delegates in the channel. I've already put that together. But number two, I think this thing about the taking out the word predator is...
That's gentle time.
I'll say in other fellowships that have similar safety cards, they have no problem using the word predator.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for your comments. Yeah. And again, if you want to put that in the delegate channel, that's absolutely fine. The goal of this group was to bring a particular document to the fellowship, and with the understanding that with limited time, we were not going to go over and debate some of the decisions that had or had been made. But your point is well taken. And Mike, love to hear from you.
Hello, I'm Mike, adult child. My question is, Why is it that the conline was designed, it was designated as a reference material for the safety card, and not the Big Red Book? I know there's no mention of safety in the Big Red Book, but there is on page 534 and 535 mention about disruptive behavior. So I'm a little confused as to why we're not mentioning specific literature rather than a magazine or a blog post, which I don't know if can be considered official literature. I'm a little confused. Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. The people who wrote the article for the Comline, which is our ACA WSO newsletter, were able to go into much more depth, as you just pointed out, than is in the Big Red Book. And this is not to say that this is the only resource that we have on safety. And so one of the things we're hoping for, and thank you for your question, Mike, because it really brings up the point, is let's think broadly about safety. Let's think about how it applies in all of our meetings and recognize, again, as I said, it is an evolving topic. And so we can open it up and we can look at new resources. So thank you for that comment. Melissa?
Christine, if I could
Yes.
interject a little bit
Yes.
as a point of process, I'm receiving multiple questions about whether the tent card question or motion will go to worldwide online voting. So I want to reassure delegates that if the conference today approves and votes on the motion, it will go to online voting as well. Pass, and let's
Thank you.
continue.
I had that question too. So thank you. Thank you for answering. Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Grateful ACA. Thank you for presenting this. This may be out of order. I know I'm fine being corrected. Will there be guidelines provided on how to insert this in the script or the format for Zoom meetings if it's approved? Thank you.
Excellent question. Answer, I don't know, but I think your question is absolutely perfect. And as I mentioned at the beginning, we're thinking about how to incorporate these types of documents into Zoom meetings and into formats. So, hey, if you'd like to volunteer for the committee, come on down. Thank you, Melissa. Kelly.
Thank you, Christine. As one of the members that spent at least a year originally drafting the safety tent card, one of and the talk around using the word predatory, as was already mentioned, in setting the tone, very first thing in understanding our feelings, there is a difference between being unsafe and feeling uncomfortable. And if the word predatory makes people uncomfortable, that's one thing. I would also be curious to know when you talk about getting the feedback, was there if there was actual a poll done, how many people would like to leave the word predatory in? If you had like three comments saying I'm not comfortable with that, that's not the same as the amount of people that might want to leave it in. So that would, and I would wonder if in this vote, there's going to be just a yes or no, or also the option of rewording again. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. My understanding is that at this level, it is a yes or no vote. That's my understanding. Number two, and I want to say this, I was not involved in the fellowship review discussion. Greg R. handled that. So I want to apologize for not having the information that you're asking me for, but I was not a part of that meta review at literature evaluation. So I'm doing the best I can to kind of field questions here. But I want to just make it clear that I don't have the knowledge of the number of people who wanted predatory or didn't want it. And I apologize for that. So that's all I can say, but thank you. And sorry, Kathy.
Thank you, Christine. As one of the members who was involved in the addressing predatory behavior and the writing of the card, it was concerning to me at first when the feedback that came back from the fellowship was pretty strong about removing the word predatory. And I was tasked with, among others, how to absorb that information and interpret it. I was eventually shifted to removing predator because it predatory behavior, because for me it meant more groups would be using it, and that was the important thing. More groups would be willing to take it in as part of their script. And how it resonated with me was, as an ACA, labeling people themselves rather than a behavior was a concern. So the translation was, okay, if it's predatory behavior, they're a predator. And so,
time.
Thank you. And that was why I was finally convinced that predatorial didn't name the person, but it named a behavior. And that shifted me out of the word predatorial and into the language that's there now. And I agreed with it eventually. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And I would just like to remark that Kathy was in that final review group. So Kathy is actually your best. She's a better source than I am for what actually happened in that conversation. So thank you so very much for bringing that up, Kathy. I so appreciate that. And am I seeing, Chantel.
Good morning, Chantel, ACA. Is it possible to post the link to the Comline article in the chat?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Great idea. Thank you. James.
Yeah, hi. I just want to, James, ACA, I just want to say I agree with taking the word predator out, because if I understood what you guys are saying correctly, this is, predator implies intent, as you said earlier, and this was, to me, this is somebody felt uncomfortable about something someone did versus knowing for sure that that person's actions or intent were more than, you know, we don't know. So a predator to me implies intent, and it is very strong. So I think there's a difference between intent and that word predator can be, yeah, you person might not have had that intent. So thank you for the awareness.
Thank you, James. I just want to take one question that I see in the chat, which is, what is a tent card? Excuse me, of course, I should have said that at the beginning. The idea of a tent card was literally, if you take a piece of paper and you fold it over this way and you put it on a table, it looks like a little tent and it has a little bit of writing on it. That is what's called a tent card. So my apologies for anyone who's never heard the phrase, because as an adult child, I hate it when I hear something and I have no idea what it is. So my apologies. That's what a tent card is. And Anita.
Yeah, hello, Christine. Hello, everyone. Nice to see everyone again. I was wondering, to me, it was not clear if this was supposed to replace the other document, because we did print this document and we put it on the table. And when necessary, we refer to it. So I don't see how threatening it could be to have a printed something on the table, whether it's long or short. To me, the old version was good enough. And then I really liked what Marcus said in the beginning of the meeting, being inclusive, slang, acronyms, social inequality. To me, that was really a very great introduction about safety, a more important than these things to address, very extreme things. And to finish, I would like to say there is something that I don't like about this tent card that says, if you're not happy here, go and find another meeting. I'm in Belgium. We have one meeting, 10 members. So it's a bit complicated. I see the time. And I really don't like this thing, like, if you're not happy, go elsewhere type of a response, which is, I find a little, can be used in a sketchy way. And to finish, just on the format, I was wondering if we wouldn't, for the other topic, take three questions and then the person responds, because sometimes I feel like the response can be summarized, the topics go through the questions. Thank you.
I need a couple quick things. Thing one, we have an open literature policy, which means your meeting can use any statement on safety it desires. This is not an effort to say, you must use this, you can't use that. That is not the way we operate at WSO. We have an open literature policy. Whatever works for your group is absolutely fine. This was designed to have a conference-approved version of how we deal with safety. And the conference can decide. You wish a conference-approved version or you don't, right? That's the whole purpose of this. So I just want to make that very clear and to your point. As to the language about find another meeting, it is so interesting you raise that. That language actually went up to the board. The board objected to the way it was originally written because it sounded too dismissive. And we went back and forth and back and forth rewriting that exact sentence. If any of you have ever written by committee, yeah, thank you, Patricia. You know what that's like, right? It's crazy. So anyway, I just wanted to say, Anita, you've highlighted a very important sentence. Not everyone's going to agree. Okay. I need to be told how much longer I need to take questions and answers.
If Ruby could go next, because Kathy's spoken, but yeah. Thank Timer, you. How much time do we have left in the question and answer?
6 minutes left.
Thank you. Hey, Ruby.
And just to let you know, we're a little bit over time in this segment. So, yeah, if we run out of people, that will.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ruby, you're muted. Oh, yeah, you're muted. We can't hear you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for stepping up in an emergency condition. I just wanted to make two comments. One on the signage. In addition, I know it may sound dismissive and not everyone is happy, but I just want to make a gentle reminder that ACA have a vast online presence. And if there is no physical meeting available in the area, we have a lot of telephone meetings. So we do have other options, even if we're in limited locales. The other thing is that I appreciate the consideration of changing the predator because predatory behavior, because it is leveling, labeling. And I just wanted to add a cultural element. We must be conscious of communication differences over groups that are culturally different. What is considered, which may be considered predatorial behavior in one cultural group, they're just talking. You know, it may not be that at all. Thank you for allowing me to share that.
Ruby, thank you so much for putting that into the space. We need those voices. Although it's not the purpose of this group, I want to let you know that we're working on assembling special focus groups for literature evaluation so that we have multiple voices on all our literature and evaluation from different communities throughout our fellowship. So thank you, Ruby, for that. It's much appreciated.
Thank you.
Okay, so Kathy.
Thank you for letting me speak on this again. Conversation that surrounded how to add more information to the safety card included the benefits of the Comline edition from March 2019 because of the number of articles that are in there addressing various kinds of what could be called unsafe behavior from one member to another. That was the benefit of that collection of articles that came from a number of members because that type of unsafe behavior that had been discussed can come from a variety of angles, some of which surprise us if we are on the receiving end. Oh my gosh, I guess I feel uncomfortable because that's unsafe. And so it highlights which behaviors can feel unsafe and in a variety of ways. And that's the benefit of the collection that came out of that Comline edition. Thank you for letting me say that.
Thank you, Kathy. And remember, you can write an article for the Comline about your views on safety. We welcome your views. This is not the end of the conversation. It's just the beginning, right? So I don't want us to get hung up on one particular piece of literature, although that's where we are today. Just remember, it's an open conversation. I will not be your literature chair. Gregor will not be your lit eval chair. But hopefully we will have new leadership and we have vehicles to express our views. please think of the Comline as one of those. And I think we haven't heard it from Carmen yet, so let me take Carmen out of order.
So there was a question that came up about the use of the word predatory, and they wanted to know the point of view of, of those in favor of keeping the word predatory in the statement. I don't know if you have a comment about that.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I was not in that actual meeting. Kathy T. was. There was not a poll, to my understanding. Nobody took all the fellowship review comments and said, you know, 16 wanted it out and 2 wanted it in. However, Kathy, I think, made an eloquent point, which is that as a part of that review, it was decided that the word predator labeled a person as a bad person. And looking at the behavior rather than at the person and taking the judgment out of it helped us to remain safe and have a conversation about safety. And I also see, oh, Christine, I'm taking some people out of line because, again, hey. I lost you. Where did you go?
Christine, raise your hand again, please.
Yeah, raise your hand again, Christine. We lost you. Sorry.
And
there you are.
You're muted.
There. Okay. Sorry, I'm so nervous. I can't even. Oh, okay. So the things that I'm not a fan of about the card is predatory, or a word of that like level, indicates something serious. And so softening it to unsafe behavior, but then leaving it vague to what that could be, you know, going up to someone romantically after the meeting or trying to sell something, it leaves it really vague to me. And so then I wonder, gosh, could I be doing something unsafe in the meeting? And then, but it is clear on what action the group could take. And the first one is asking someone to leave the meeting, even that's listed before calling a group conscience to discuss the situation. So I feel like it's not really clear what is constituted unsafe, but it's really clear on what actions could take, which seem to be very strong. So for that, it doesn't sit right for me. Thank you for hearing my contribution.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I'm going to go to Kathy M.
Gentle time section.
Thank you. Kathy M.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for your service, everyone who does service. I'm not comfortable with changing the word predatory. Unsafe seems like a euphemism. There are times when there is unsafe behavior, but how about the victims of predatory behavior? Think about how they could feel discounted. Also, the language in the card is somewhat ambiguous, and it does sound strong, like whatever someone does that's inappropriate can be equally put back on that person. So there's ambiguous language in the 10th card as well. So thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for your comments, everybody. Marcus and all, I need to know what you'd like me to do next.
Yeah. Thank you, Christine. Yeah. So what we're going to do now, that was the time for questions and answers. And so I'll put in chat the motion from the literature committee, and I can share screen and read it. And then we're going to launch a poll and vote on this if we get a second. So this is being put out as a motion, and it will need a second to go into the voting. The literature committee moves that the ABC delegates give final conference approval for publication of the safety tent card. So do we have a second? Kathy?
I second the motion to approve the new version of the tent card.
So Kathy, CA837, seconded the motion. So we will now go we will now go into launch. Do you have a poll for this, Brad?
I do. I wanted to show the choices and share screen because right it's a little different than what we've done. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. This is what it's going to look like. This is what it's going to look like. Basically what Marcus said. The first one, I agree with what is going to send it to worldwide voting at the end of the day. I agree in substance of this motion, but do not feel it's ready for approval. It goes back to the group for more work. And I don't support it and abstain. Okay. So I'm going to launch this poll in just a second here. Okay, I've launched the poll. Everybody should be able to see it in a moment in Election Buddy. And if you do not see it within another 10 seconds, just simply refresh your browser. If it still doesn't work, just close that tab and log back into Election Buddy with your stuff. We'll keep this poll open for how long, Marcus? Two minutes for the first poll?
Yeah, that sounds good. And I think quorum was 85. Is that right?
Yeah, I have 84, but
84. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that was from memory. Okay.
It's at 30 more seconds and we're going to close the poll. Someone has asked me to remind people to hit submit and then you want to hit the button that says next vote to be ready for the vote. So it is important to hit submit to get counted. That is our time. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah, so it's a 60% vote on this. If A receives 60%, then it goes to worldwide online voting if I agree with this motion. So, and then if B receives it, the motion, it'll go back to the presenting body. If C, then the motion is defeated. And if nothing receives at least 60%, a second poll will be taken in the top priorities.
Okay. So I've got the, oops, sorry, I didn't can't cancel the pie chart, which I think people don't need. But we have 63.22%. We are at 87, and we've clearly met quorum.
Great.
So, Marcus, you said 60%. This
passes. Yes, 60%. So this is going to go to online voting.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you.